Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood stoic hero, at least that's what my dog calls me. Truth is, we all have this crazy amount of time on our hands these days, right? But somehow, it always feels like there's not enough to get everything done. Ever feel like you're chasing your tail, just trying to keep up with the constant demands? You know that feeling when you're juggling work, family, social life, maybe even a little bit of self-care, and it all starts to feel like one giant, overwhelming mess. Well, I'm here to tell you there's a better way. Today, we're diving into the heart of effective time management with a stoic twist. It's not about cramming more into your day, it's about focusing on what truly matters and channeling your energy wisely. Think of it as upgrading your internal GPS, getting you where you want to go without wasting precious fuel. First things first, understand that time is a limited resource, something we can't get back once it's gone. This isn't a doom and gloom thing, though. It's about recognizing the value of each moment and making conscious choices about how you spend it. Think about it like this: if money were as fleeting as time, wouldn't we be a lot more careful with our spending? Now, let's talk about priorities. And I don't mean those generic write down your goals kind of tips. We're going deeper. What truly aligns with your values? What brings you joy and fulfillment? Identify the activities that genuinely energize you and focus your efforts there. It might be spending time with loved ones, pursuing a creative passion, or simply enjoying a moment of quiet reflection. Here's another stoic gem: embrace the concept of negative visualization. Before diving into your to-do list, imagine everything going wrong. Sounds a little gloomy, right? But trust me, it can be incredibly empowering. It helps you prepare for potential setbacks and stay focused on what truly matters when things inevitably don't go according to plan. Remember, saying no is a powerful tool. Learn to politely decline requests that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities. You don't need to be everyone's yes man. It's okay to protect your time and focus on what's truly important. Imagine a world where you only said yes to things that genuinely excited and inspired you, wouldn't that feel amazing? And finally, practice mindful engagement. When you are working, give it your full attention. Don't multitask, that just creates stress and diminishes the quality of your work. Immerse yourself in the present moments and bring your full focus to whatever task is at hand. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this: you're feeling overwhelmed with deadlines at work, emails piling up, and that ever-growing list of errands. It's easy to feel like you're drowning, right? But what if I told you there was a way to navigate all that chaos with grace and efficiency? Let's say you take a moment to breathe, step back from the screen, and ask yourself, what are the three most important things I need to accomplish today? Once you identify those priorities, allocate specific blocks of time for each task. Imagine shutting off notifications, silencing your phone, and dedicating your full attention to completing one task at a time. You'd be amazed how much more focused and productive you become when you eliminate distractions and give each task the respect it deserves. Remember, this isn't about becoming a robot who works nonstop. It's about making conscious choices that align with your values and bring you closer to a life of purpose and fulfillment. So, how are we putting this into practice? Start by identifying your top priorities for tomorrow. What are the three things that, if accomplished, would make you feel truly satisfied? Then, schedule those tasks into your day, just like you would an important meeting. And remember, it's okay to say no to distractions. Protect your time and energy. This is just the beginning, folks. We're going on a journey together, exploring practical stoic wisdom that can transform your life. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And hey, share this with someone who could use a little stoic guidance. Maybe they'll thank you later. Until next time, keep those minds sharp and those spirits strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.